You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Impact Vest podcast, transformative global innovation in a new era of impact. I'm Aisha Williams, the founder and CEO of Impact Vest, and along with our guest host, we aim to inspire and motivate towards collective positive global impact to solve our world's most pressing challenges in sustainability. With each episode, we will engage in insightful conversations with global changemakers, visionaries, and sustainability activists who wish to build a more sustainable and resilient future. Join us now as we create the future of impact.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to our podcast. I hope that your September is going well. I have the pleasure of being joined today by Iwana Marin and Theodora Dumitrika of Inspirators. And it's really a pleasure to welcome both of these wonderful women to the podcast. So welcome, Iwana and Theodora.
Thank you so much, Aisha. It's always refreshing and energizing to talk to you. So thank you for having us.
Let's start out with both of your backgrounds and what led to you launching Inspirators.
So, I'm Iwana. I will start talking about my background. I basically spent my last 10 years working in event production. I've always been a very curious child and person, so I grew up listening to stories. That's why I decided to follow this calling in my career as well. And I became a speaker manager. So I invited international speakers to be on stage on various business events in Romania. The event management industry here is very dynamic, but it can also be very intense, so to say. And when the pandemic hit, I quit my job so I could focus on a side project, which was Community Index Magazine. It's a project that I co-created with Alina, another partner of mine. It is the first and only sustainability magazine in Romania. That's where I started interviewing the leading global experts in the field of sustainability. And that's also when I realized that sustainability leaders sometimes tend to be a bit too focused on the technical side of it, the reporting, the data, the numbers, and the must-dos to save the planet. And they were not talking enough about the humane side of sustainability and the inspiring side of it. And last year, I got a fellowship for women entrepreneurs from the EU. It was called The Break. And that's the moment when the Inspirator seed was planted, because I had a very large LinkedIn network from my speaker management career. I started reading a lot about regenerative leadership, an approach that seemed very aligned to my soul. It was very humane and nature-centric. I decided to offer my network some evergreen inspiration from the regenerative leaders that inspired me. So I started a newsletter based on a questionnaire similar to Marcel Proust's, but with a modern twist. And I was so surprised to see the feedback from both the readers and the respondents, because after a few editions, it hit almost 2,000 subscribers, and it boosted my LinkedIn network as well to 13,000 followers. And the story of Inspirators grew somehow this year in May when Theodora came in the picture. And we decided to join forces and grow this project together. And now she will tell you a bit more about her side of the story.
Hi, Isha. Thank you for having us. I'm Theodora. And my background started almost 7 years ago. I worked in the corporate field at the intersection of communication and PR. I had some positions on creative ideation, fundraising. And in the last 3 years, I worked in sustainability and I organized CSR campaigns on two major causes for women in Romania, breast cancer awareness and gender equality. I'm also a psychologist for In a Relationship. It's an educational project for teenagers that has as a main purpose helping teenagers grow more healthy and actually learn about relationships and what is healthy, what is unhealthy, what is an abusive part of relationships in order to become more emotionally mature adults. In the last year, I realized that even though my job in the corporate field and the projects were really rewarding and nourishing for my soul, because I'm driven by a cause, the changes in the cultural organization was in the organizational culture, sorry, were a little bit tiring, and I felt in the middle of a burnout. And in March, I decided to quit my job. I had a 1 month pause until I had a revelation one day with Ioana that we should join forces. And that was the moment I joined Inspirators, because I realized that I need more meaning in my life. And Ioana is also my best friend, so I was amongst the first fans of the project. I realized that Inspirators for me was an antidepressant, because you cannot just discover so many beautiful and genuine humans and be sad. So that was the moment we joined forces and started growing Inspirators.
And I think that your project is so interesting and inspiring, because you are really profiling individuals from all different fields. And what I always think is very interesting is to see the commonalities between those from very different backgrounds, different cultures, different fields. And when we have a vision and a mission, we all tend to gravitate kind of towards the same global vision of impact and sustainability. And that's what drives us forward, I think, in all of our companies and our projects. What is your personal inspiration for thinking about the people that you want to interview, or thinking about the kind of the different backgrounds of those who you would like to have in the Inspirators newsletter?
So we are very happy, because last week we actually took a leap of faith and we decided to launch, to turn the newsletter into a platform, a global platform. And we created it from scratch by ourselves without any help. It is a consultancy platform where we decided to offer these inspiring stories from global sustainability and regeneration leaders. And the main, like, if I would do, could summarize it in one word, or one phrase, it would be diversity at its best, because we want to create a storytelling ecosystem of visionaries who promote the sustainable development goals, but in a different and refreshing and humane way. So if you want to have an image of what an inspirator is for us and what inspiration is for us, we see inspirators as regenerative leaders who display inner and outer coherence. We really believe in transparency. So we try to find these courageous leaders who want to inspire. They do not want to force or impose change. And also, creativity inspires us as well. So we believe creativity and sustainability is a need. It's not a nice to have. And these people are kindred spirits who really look in the same direction, who share the same values and have the same vision. So we always like to say that we are geography agnostic, because we reunite people from all corners of the world. So we have people from Lithuania, Thailand, New Zealand, Australia, Canada, Peru, Vietnam, Thailand, Singapore, Nigeria, you name it. So we don't care about geography, honestly. We really want to cover the whole world. And these humans, we believe they are in service of life. So that's what unites them. They come from all walks of life. We really like to say that the weirder, the better. So we have explorers, we have cave divers, indigenous leaders, Buddhist monks, musicians, dream guides, biologists, activists, scientists, from all the random places, but the beautiful ones. And if you want to, I can give you some names of inspirators that we featured, so you can have a reason to go on the platform and discover these wonderful spirits. Most of the, like more than 50% of them are book authors. So you can always go buy their books because it would be the best present you could offer yourself, honestly. And some of them are John Elkington. He's somehow named the godfather of sustainability and the author of Green Swans. Lynn Gorison, she's an innovation biologist and the author of Natural Intelligence. Rihanna Eisler, who is the recipient of the Distinguished Peace Leadership Award and the founder of the Center for Partnership Systems. She's amazing. You definitely need to discover her work. Jill Heinert, who's a cave diver and explorer. Ellen Windemuth, the producer of My Octopus Teacher. Hirimawa Elder, she's a Maori psychiatrist and speaker. Christine Harila, world record breaker, mountaineer. Iski Britton, she's a surfer. We have so many wonderful people that we invite you to discover. And yes, Aisha, we're really curious to hear what there's your curiosity about our platform.
Well, I always think it's wonderful to be able to bring together individuals from very different backgrounds and to be able to have conversations. I always say that we all have much more in common than we think. Mm-hmm. When we are focused on the future of impact and sustainability, it is going to take those global conversations to find where we can actually build together across countries and across cultures, across backgrounds, and to build a global vision of how we want the world to look like, not only for ourselves, but for our children and many years in the future. So I think that's such a great idea and very inspirational to gather all different kinds of individuals together to see where we can actually have those conversations, get to a real definition of what is the impact that we can make globally to build our sustainable future. What are some of the stories that really touched you and really made you think, wow, this is an incredible story, it's going to make a difference in my own life?
I will answer to this question because when we launched the platform, I posted something on my Facebook account about it. And I gave an example of one of the stories that really mesmerized me when I read it. It's the story of Jill Heinert. She's a cave diver in the deepest caves on the planet. She started her book with a phrase, "If I will die, it will be in the most glorious place that nobody has ever heard of." Her story struck me because I haven't heard about this kind of cave diving in the oceans and in the most...
In icebergs, actually.
In icebergs, yeah, actually, yes. And I found her really inspiring. And somehow this phrase that with which she started her book comes to my mind frequently because somehow it gives me vitality to go for it and to believe in myself and to believe in our project. And it really gives me courage to go on when things get rough.
Yes, it makes me think of a quote, and I forgot who said this, so maybe our listeners will text in, that says that we all tend to overestimate what we can do in a year and underestimate what we can do in a decade, right? So I think with setting those long-term goals, that that's being very conscious that we all have a limited amount of time here on Earth, and what are we going to do with it, right? And we should make it count. And if we all work together, look past our differences, and we can find inspiration and stories from individuals all across the world, then imagine what we can achieve in a decade or two decades or three decades. I think that's such a great story, because it's really about thinking about your life and making it count and leaving a legacy.
Yeah, indeed.
And what do you see for the future of the platform? So it's exciting that it's launched, and I'm sure that you are going to see incredible growth going into 2024. What do you see as the future of your platform, and how do you want to scale it?
So right now, we are focused on offering consultancy services, especially in the communication, on the communication side, for sustainability and regenerative leaders. So long story short, we want to help them bring an inspiring twist to their personal brand. And we do this through the things that worked for us as well. So, and we collected all the things that are the most contrasting from our backgrounds, and we somehow put them in our list of offerings. So we do this by offering...
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Speaker management and personal branding, presentation design, creative ideation, inspirational storytelling, editorial content, LinkedIn visibility strategy, or we help them through networking and partnerships for the SDG 17. We can offer some details on each service if you want.
And I think also for sustainability leaders, it's sustainability is such an interesting field because it's multidisciplinary. It really requires working across sectors, across disciplines, to be able to have a 360 view and a nuanced view of impact.
Yes, exactly. It's a holistic approach and optimistic. We hope that it will be a very optimistic approach.
And I do think the holistic approach, starting from storytelling, which I always think is an excellent place to start. We're speaking about impact, starting from storytelling and then building the impact framework, right? Which is what you're speaking about. And what are some of the areas that both of you see by doing all of the interviews that you've done for your platform? What are some areas that you see that globally we still have to work towards in terms of impact and sustainability, that there still is more work to be done?
Oh, I would summarize it in one word. It's inner growth and inner motivation, consciousness or awareness, because that's where we all go back to eventually, to inner work. Because sustainability, yes, so it can be very complex, but you still need to believe in this. You still need to believe in your purpose. So that's why we somehow got this storytelling approach, because inspiration has to come also from the inside as well. So what we believe is that creativity, the learning about sustainability in a creative way, is what could help us all advance, because we offer a curated collection of resources, events, courses to attend, trends to watch, books to read, people to follow, so that you have a toolkit for creating impact and change. But it also drives you to create inner change. So that's how I would summarize it. If Theodora, if you have a...
what I want to add is that from the moment I read the first edition of Inspirators, when I wasn't even part of the project, reading the answers also gave me an exercise of reflection. And I think that's what we need, actually, to make a change. We need first to reflect and to become conscious of the impact we have in the world. That's what I appreciate much about Inspirators, is that it's an exercise of reflection, both for the writer and for the reader. Actually, it invites us to slow down and to rethink our place in the world.
Yes, and this idea of inner growth and a vision of that it starts with you and then extends outward is such an important idea, because then we start to think about where does that inner growth start from. And it makes me think about education and children and those who are coming after us. And how do you think that we can cultivate that type of inner growth in the generations that are following us? And have you thought about that with the Inspirators platform?
I can tell you a bit more about the regenerative qualities that our Inspirators mentioned. And then Theodora can tell you a bit how amazing young people are, because you work directly with teenagers, and we really believe in their courageous personalities and in their power of having imaginative hope. Like, we really believe in the persons who will come after us, honestly, because they're very powerful and they are not afraid to having their voices heard. All of our Inspirators summarize somehow the profile of what a purposeful leader is, a regenerative leader is. And they said that we need humility. We also need to be able to unlearn in order to learn. We also need to have a capacity for deep listening. We thrive on compassion. We need to go back to our connection with nature, to have a biophilic nature, to be gentle towards oneself, especially, and towards others. Some of other qualities they mentioned are intuition. So what I said before, consciousness, being aware of what your role in this world is. Essence thinking, exactly what we're trying to inspire through our platform, slowing down. Last but not least, I think this is the most essential one, to trust life, to trust that life is on your side. Teenagers and youthful spirits are what gives us hope.
And I think platforms like yours really shine the way forward for teenagers, for the generations to come, to be able to look towards what it actually looks like to have a global vision of impact and have the cross-cultural conversations and to build toward a global sustainable future, and to be able to build that guiding light is so important, not just for us, but for the future, right? Because if we don't focus on being able to build globally, then it'll stall our progress towards the 2030 goals and beyond. So it's very inspirational what both of you are working on and the Inspirators platform. Are there any final thoughts that you want to tell our listeners about how they can cultivate that sort of inner growth that you see within the Inspirators on your platform, and how they can get in touch with you and participate with your platform?
Actually, we invite them to read. We do what we preach, actually. So we invite them to read, to slow down, to have a moment with themselves and reflect. Because, and reach out to us and tell us how they will feel after reading 10 Inspirator stories. Because we want to tap into their feelings, into their emotions, because it worked for us. Inspirators was born out of a place of frustration and burnout and sadness, and it grew into this beautiful beautiful baby of ours. And we invite them to do the same thing. Join us, read, and then tell us how you feel. If we believe that they will be fully equipped for, creating visionary campaigns to make a small minor change in their lives, to create a partnership, you name it. There are so many ways in which they can change. But it has to come from them. When they're ready, the door is always open for our readers.
Yes, and I think that what is often the case, and those of us who are in the impact and sustainability field, is that we have a vision, we utilize our personal experiences in order to build our vision of impact. And it's so interesting to hear people's life stories and what drove them toward launching their company, launching their project. And those are the stories and the storytelling aspect of it and impact that I think is so interesting about your platform and so motivational as well. Because if we can draw inspiration from stories of individuals across the globe, then we can really start to see this 360 holistic vision of impact that can build toward our sustainable future. But it starts from your own life story. It starts from your own journey and the path that you've walked on and where you're going and how you want to be able to partner with others to build the future that we all want to see. And so it's quite inspiring to see your platform and to see it grow and that the all of the amazing people that you have on your platform already. I'm sure that it's going to scale very, very well in 2024 and beyond.
Thank you so much, Aisha. You're an inspirator yourself, you know that. And yes, we're also excited and curious to see how it will evolve because it surprised us as well. I mean, it might be also because we have always been open to exploring and to pivoting, adjusting, changing the way we do our, not just the way we work, but also the way we live. And we have a dream of launching a book next year. This would be the thing that would really nourish our hearts. But for that, this is the transparent answer. We really need partners for that because trying to find strategic partners and to raise startup capital in this type of field, which is brand new and it's an unexploited territory, so to say, it's pretty hard. And we need like-minded visionaries like us and people who share the same values and who believe in this type of movement to join forces and to help us create this
yes, and
of inspiration.
And I'm sure that other founders would agree with me that the beginning of a project and a launch is always hard. If you follow your vision and no one can sway you from it, then it naturally starts to build on its own, and then you build your partnerships and you start to kind of see your vision take off. So I think your idea for a book and scaling your platform, as long as you have that vision going forward, it'll naturally start to scale. That's the really wonderful thing about launching a project and launching a company. Every brand you see was just an idea in someone's mind at one point, right? Even a table or a chair was just an idea. And so if you think about all of the ideas that had to launch in the world in order for us to live in the world that we live in today, there was a founder behind it who had their vision. They stayed on their path. They built it. It's about really adding to the world. I think as founders, we have a really incredible opportunity to add to the patchwork and the quilt that is our world, right? That's so diverse and so many different opinions and cultures, and we have so much to learn from each other. And if we contribute just our little piece of it, right, mm-hmm. It makes our world richer.
And yes, exactly. And I remember how one of our inspirators answered in the questionnaire saying, hey, Martin Luther King said, I have a dream. He never said, I have a nightmare. So that's exactly how we see this.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. It all starts from a vision and a dream, and then it's the path that you have to walk down to implement it, right? It's the journey that's hard, but also it's the journey that's very interesting also. It's not really the destination, right? It's kind of all of the partners and places that you get to go to and meet, and it's the journey to see your vision grow, right? And I think that's what's so interesting about being a founder, and just to see your vision start to kind of take off in the world. And so definitely for your platform, it is definitely gaining that traction, and you'll be able to find your partners, because I think that we all have our own vision that is meant to be in the world in some way that others can be inspired by. Right. So it's really great to see it take off, and to see all of the interviews and all of the people that you have on your platform. And so thank you very much for joining us today on our podcast. And I've really been very inspired listening to your journey and hearing about your backgrounds and where you want to take the Inspirators platform. So thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
It's honestly, we're very grateful to be part of the Alliance and to surprise you. We promise to surprise you with bringing other Inspirators to this series.
Great. Yes, we welcome others. We want to help build a global vision of impact, and we love building the ecosystem here and really focusing on the global vision of what does it actually take to build a more sustainable future working towards our 2030 goal. So I'm excited to see what's on the horizon.
Likewise.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yes, it was a pleasure. Thank you, everyone, for listening to the ImpactVest podcast, Transformative Global Innovation in a New Era of Impact. Join us next week for another episode and become part of our ImpactVest newsletter community, where you will receive all of the latest updates about our work in this new era of innovative impact finance. See you next week as we create the future of finance at ImpactVest.